Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the interaction of Yira and Chochma, and going through the Ma'amarim of the Heilige Rebbe of Chernobyl, Menachem Nochum, and his Sefer Maor Einayim. What a great schus to learn from the Sefer, the beautiful Perush that was put out recently. Amazing. It's just a So we had asked, what's pshat, that it says that Beis Yisrael Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Beis Aharon Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Beis Halevi Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu, where's the Beis Yirei Hashem? Keep saying Beis. So why don't we say the house of Yirei Hashem, Las Hashem? So that was our question. And we spoke about how Yira is a shar to Chochma. First, you have to know what to do. And I'm in Bor Yirei Chet. And then that brings you to Yira. And then that brings you to a higher level of Chochma. As we spoke about in the previous Shiurim, previous Shir, spoke about the Novos, the lower level of Chochma falls down, the Yitzchayim, Vinoda. And it's known, says Rabbeinu, Morinayim, Parashishmos, Divar Maschel, Vahiki, Yoram, Yaldas, Ki Kohanim V'Levim Nifchu Lios Misholsim B'Veis Hashem. The Kohanim and Levim were chosen to serve in the house of God. V'Skarvus Yisera Al Azarim. They were Zoche to become very close to Hashem more than non-Kohanim and Levim. And they were zochet to see the face of God, the King, in his house and in his sanctuary. And all this the Meyaldas merited because they had Kohanim and Levim. How do they merit this? To have such kindlech? Al yedei ayira shehi meviya lezeh hamadrega. They were zochet through Yira, which brings you to such a madrega, kama she'amar, v'yihi ki yaru miyaldas, yaru dafka. In other words, it's dafka because of their yira. It's a big yisod. You know, sometimes people say, oh, it's a chassidish avort. Sometimes chassidish avorts are written in the pasuk. Shtei toch mefurish. V'yihi ki yaru miyaldas. They feared Hashem. V'yas lem batim. And therefore Hashem made them batim. So now they're close to the house of God. They're in God's heichel. They're in God's bayis. Yavein. V'zeh ma shekosav beis Aaron baruch hu es Hashem. Beis Halevi baruch hu es Hashem. There it says bayis, the house of Aaron, the house of the Levim. So we understand that they were zochet to the miyaldos, to children of Kohun and Levia. They were in the Beis Hashem. They got to serve in Beis Hashem. Gabi Yir Hashem loves who's got bias. But by Yir Hashem, it doesn't say bias. So what's pshat? Why not? So the answer is, the explanation is, Kama shiksafti lel shayir mevi lavo lepchinas madrigas bias. Fear brings us to a place of bias, to see the face of the King in his bias and in his heichel. And you have Yira, Bayiki Yara Miyaldos, they were Yare, so Mimela they were Zochet to Kohanim and Levim, who were able to see the King in his house and his heichel. Zeo Scharia, that's the Schar of Yira, to go to a Bechin of bias, to get a house. Im kein umadrega lefni meyira ve'achar ze yavola. In other words, it's after yira. First you have yira, and then from the yira you get to the madrega of bayis. Al kein lehuska b'ze bayis meyachar shevaschar liyirei Hashem umadrega yonim menu kamo. But yira doesn't say bayis. Why not? Because Yirei Hashem themselves are not yet Bebchinas Bayis. Bayis is the schar of Yirei. Bayis is the next step. But the Yirei itself doesn't get you a Bayis. You're not yet in the house of Hashem. The higher Madrega, from Yirei you come to Bayis. Vinei. Kamokein hu b'chol ish Yisraeli. Shall zoche likonis b'shara yiro. Vada yikonis gamkein l'b'china nikra bayis, ka'amu. So this b'china of bayis that we explained by Kohanim and Levim, they get to be in the house of God after they have yira. Every Jewish person can reach that madrega. If you have yira, then you can go to the madrega of bayis. Be on the madrega of being close to Hashem, seeing Hashem, yira me'loshin re'iyah. Moshkosu, v'atem tiuli manleches koyhanim. Shkolishis, that you should be for me a kingdom of kohanim. That every Jewish person has a bechina of a kohen. And so far as he can see the face of the king in his bayis and in his heichol. So what's pshat manleches koyhanim? Rotze loimam. Al yedei shetekablu aleichem malchus shamayim. Shulashon. Nikra Mamleches Kanoida Shehayira Nikra Malchus Shomayim Ki Al Yidei Shemekabel Olav Ol Malchus Malchusoi Neufel Olav Yiras HaMalchus. So when we say Mamleches Koyhanim, what we mean is that if you're Mekabel Malchus Shomayim, that's the Mamleches. If you're Makabel Malchus Shamayim, because Yira is a Lashon, it's called Mamleches, because Yira is called Malchus Shamayim, because if you're Makabel Malchus, or the yoke of God's kingdom, then you have Yiras HaMalchus. We see that the reason that Yira is called Malchus is because if you're Makabel, all Malchus Shamayim, you have Yiras HaMalchus. If you're Makabel the Malchus, if you accept the Malchus, Ayidei Shetekablu Aleichem Malchus Shamayim, which is Lashon Mamleches, then you get Yiras HaMalchus. Elsewhere, in Likutim, Dibur Maskel V'Nosan Esak Toires, Rabbeinu writes, Ki Yira Nikra Malchus, She'ed Misnagim Kol Olam. Yira is called Malchus because all the worlds are guided by Malchus. Malchus HaMalchus Kol Olamim. V'Yisrael Tzichem Nisdabik B'Yira Shivam Shem Malchus. So if we have proper Malchus, Yira, then we get to Malchus, and all the worlds are guided, conducted with this Malchus, therefore called B'nai Malachim. Because we have Yira, and the male event, Yira, it's called Malchus. Through the Yira, the worlds are conducted, and therefore it's called Malchus. So that's what Rabbeinu says elsewhere. But here Rabbeinu says that if you're Makabel the Malchus, then you get Yiras and Malchus. So that's what it means, Mamleches Koyanim. You're Makabel the Malchus, and you get Yiras HaMalchus. And then you become Koyhanim. Who are Zoyche Lirois Pnei HaMelech Beveisoi Uveheicholoi. That you can see the face of the king in his house and in his sanctuary. And that's what it means. Mamleches Koyhanim. Through being Makabel, O Malchus Shemayim, you're Zocha to the Bechin of Koyhanim. Again, Malchus is being Makabel, the O Malchus, which merits you to have Yira of the Malchus. And then you get to the Bechin of Kohanim. Then you get to be like a Kohen who sees the king in his palace, in his majesty, in his home, in his sanctuary. Elsewhere, Rabbeinu explains the Mamleches Kohanim as being Mamlech Hashem and everything Gashmi in the world. He writes in Parashas Vayero, But here, Rabbeinu says that Malchus, Mamleches Kohanim, is being Makabel all Malchus, which means Mzaka one to Yiras HaMalchus, and then one can be Zocha to the Bechin of Kohen, which is someone who sees Hashem Be'ichola. Zel Mamleches Kohanim, Moshe Matzin, Vishamar Hanavi, Ludovid HaMelech, Vihigid Lecha Hashem, Ki Bayis Yaselach. Ki Al Yidei, that's a Pasuk in the book of Samuel 2:7-11. Ki al yedei shekibel David HaMelech ol malchus shemayim shlema, which is a bechina of yira, through the fact that David was mekabel upon himself complete the yoke of heaven, which is yira, ad shezach lios regel v'revil miragli haMerkava, like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, David HaMelech was the fourth leg of the Merkava, of God's chariot after the Avos. And that's the Midas HaMalchus, that David HaMelech was completed himself in the Midah of Malchus, and then he was a Milkova, he was a chariot for God's Midah of kingship. And through this he was Zochah to the Bechin of Bayis, the Skarev LaMelech L'Roisoy V'La'asigoy Be'echolo, to see the king and perceive him in his sanctuary. Until the Navi says, but David, Ki Bayis Ya'aselecha. In other words, David was Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, to the point that he was the fourth regal of the Melkova, and therefore he was Zerchet to Bayis. Again, Bayis means that you can see the king, perceive him in his Heichel. And with this we can explain, Al-Kenamu Gamken B'Shas, Leib Lechad Manon, Bate Malchus Gamken. Now we understand Bate Kun and Bate Leviah, that Shifra and Pua God. What's Pshat with Bate Malchus? Being Gezochere Kohen and Levi is that you get to see Hashem in his Heichel, in his Bayis. What's the Batei Malchus also, a Lashon of Bayis, to see the king in his palace? Kumo Shematzinu Shama Rab Shimon B'Masech HaShabbos Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. It says in the Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Chof Ches, that all Jewish people are sons of the king. And they're allowed to anoint themselves on Shabbos with Shem and Vered, Al-Makosam, because that's the derech of kings to do. But the poskim say, and that's only because they have a status of B'nai Malachim, because that's the normal thing to B'nai Malachim to do. It's not considered refuah, if I'm not mistaken. But the poskim say that Allah is not like Reb Shimon. Rather, a person is not allowed to be sach, now Lord anoint himself with Shem Nevera L'Makasa B'Shabbos. So we don't paskin that Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. Why don't we paskin like Rabbi Shimon? Kavona hi, Rabbi Shimon oy oved Hashem b'madrega gavoa. Rabbi Shimon used to serve Hashem in a very high madrega, gavoa me'od. V'ayi b'b'chinas ben ha-melech. And he had the status of ben ha-melech, like it says about Rabbi Shimon. Ayil v'nofak b'heichlo d'malka b'lo ba'al. He was nichnas laheichal haMelech b'lo reshus. In other words, he was zocher to a shlemus of bechinas habayis. The nidmeloi kiilu kulam b'madrega zu. And he thought everybody's in this madrega. Kenu b'nei kol b'nei su'a malachim. He said all Jews are malachim. He said why is everyone different than me? Poskim pasku now. She'ein halacha. In other words, halichos oilam, that the halichos of the world, most people are not ke Rabbi Shimon. Ein halacha ke Rabbi Shimon. Most people aren't on the level of Rabbi Shimon of being B'nai Malachim. Rabbi Shimon was able just to see God in his palace. But we're not on that level. Be'avein. In other words, we only see Hashem, like we said in the previous shiur, the Madreg of Me'rachok Hashem Ner Ali Hashem. God appears to me from afar. But we're not B'nai Malachim. Only Rabbi Shimon was a Ben Melech. Again, that's the Batei Malchus. Be able to see God in his palace. Gam ken yachol lavo adi ayira shi ashar madregas levi shi pchinas moish shi adas shi adas atoira amitis ka amur leel. And that the meyaldos rezocha de batei levia, this means that you can go, come through yira which is the Sha'ar, which is the gate, the Madrega of Leviyah. Not only Kahuna, also Leviyah. Because Leviyah is Bechinas Moshe, that's the perspective of Moshe, that he's true Das Torah. It's called Eitz Chaim, and everybody has a Bechina of Moshe. Kaniskel Bezoya is Pashtusa de Moshe b'chol Dora v'Dora at Shishim Ribu Dora. That the spreading out, the expansion of Moshe in every generation until 600,000 generations. And the explanation is, every person has this perspective of Moshe, which is Das. Shemasig ima b'china masha loimid. That every person has a b'china of Moshe, which is true Das, that he perceives with this Moshe part of him what he learns. Like Rabbeinu says in Parashas Veschanan, that B'vachol tzadik v'tzadik ish b'chinas Moshe nitzay tzakodosh minishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody has a spark, or every tzadik there, he says, or he says B'chol adam there, he says B'chol tzadik, has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu that helps him in his avodas Hashem. Through this yachol level of b'chinas ha-toyra she b'chinas Moshe. And then he can come to the level of Torah, which is Moshe, Shal Shemo, Nikolai Malavim. Levim are named after Moshe. Moshe, if you're a Levi, then you're in Moshe's group. So every person has a Bechinas Hadas, Shal Moshe, through which he's able to perceive what he learns. But somebody who comes through Yira, then he can get this Das B'Shleimus. So it emerges according to what we're saying as follows. That through Yira, you're zochet to see the king inside of his sanctuary. And that encompasses two parts. Number one, Bate Kahuna, that you get special Kirvas Hashem. You see the Melech Be'echala. And another is Bechinas Leviya, which is Shlemus Hasagas HaTorah, which is a complete Hasag of Torah. So that's what it means, Bate Kahuna, Bate Leviya. You're in the house of Kahuna. You have proper year of Yaru Mialdus Selokim. You feared God. In the middle of the Rezocha, Rashi says, Tekuhun and Leviyah, Bate Kuhun and Bate Leviyah, Bate Kuhun, seeing Hashem in His sanctuary. Bate Leviyah, seeing Hashem in the Hasagas HaTorah, perceiving Hashem in Hasagas HaTorah, properly perceiving, comprehending Torah. Vine Eina Doima Tainik Sheshladim Shecha Al Shulchan HaMelech U'Mis'anik B'Sanuge HaMalchus Mishamei Sipurei Dvorim M'Sidrei HaMsedra HaNogos Tanuge HaMelech. So you can't compare somebody who's actually in the king's palace, somebody who's invited to Buckingham Palace, to the White House, and he was zecha to all the tanugim there. You can't compare that to somebody who reads about it. Even though reading about it also gives you some pleasure. There used to be a television show when I was a kid, The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, with Robin Leach. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. And who showed up? Elizabeth Taylor. So it was always so exciting, and I love watching about the rich and the famous, how they live with their palaces and their mansions. So it gave me hana. That's why I watched it. That's why the show was on TV. So that's nice, but it's much better to be in those palaces, right? In theory, not that the people there are happy people. Most of them are extremely miserable, but in theory, it's great to be there. So it's much better to enjoy the Tanugi HaMelech than just hearing about it. So that's nothing like Torah. Torah is the best. Somebody who doesn't come to Bechinas Bayis has not yet gotten to the Tanugi HaMelech, which is Torah, which is the pleasure of all pleasures. Torah and Hashem are one. As it says in the Zohar Kaddish, Chelek Aleph, Chavtal Avel, V'zeh shelo bo le Beis HaMelech, Me'oilam lo tom, Me'olam lo tam me'atora tanu gamiti. Avshim s'anig mimashiro betora shehisig achshiv shekach v'kachu bebeis ha'melech. Mekomogum chilek godol b'neim kerochok mizroch mimarov. Al ken yira kol echot. Lahochin it's atzmoy. Lovoy mize b'ze ashar asher l'ashem. V'aydekein nizke lios mibnei heichel l'demalko. Somebody doesn't come into the house of the king, never tasted from the Torah the true taste, the true pleasure. Even though he enjoys Torah, seeing what's in the Beis HaMelech, but he's not there yet. He's still far away. And here we have some Musar. That yeah, you can be learning the Torah, but you're not inside, you're still outside. You're hearing about what's going on in the Heichal HaMelech, but you're not inside. The way to get inside is to have Yira. A person has proper Yira. Then when he's learning Torah, he can get true Das, Das Amitis, Das Torah Shlema, Das Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's nice to hear about it, to hear nice Torah, good Lamdis, beautiful Vort. But that's not the true Tainig. The true Tainig is only after Yira. And after a person has Yira, then he properly can receive the Torah. And then he's in the king's palace and he's enjoying all the delights there. So we should all be Zocha to be from the Heichal HaMelech. Amei Netzach Sela Vaed. So we learned in this Maimel that Yira is the gate to go into the Heichal HaMelech. You can't go in and see the king unless you have Yira. Otherwise you're Merachok Hashem Nirali. There are people who are B'bchinas HaShvira. They're not Zocha to come into the Shara Yira. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them B'bchinas Noivlois Chochma Shel Maila. Because the Torah is Tov V'chaim, Eitz Chaimi. But their Noivlois is the Chochma that falls down. So that's what you learn at first. And then you come to Bechinas Yira, that's the Shah, and then you can get the Chachma Shel Maila. And then you elevate the Noblus HaChachma. The Kohanim and Leviim were Risharis and Beveis Hashem. They're Ron HaMelech Beheichalo. They're Bechinas Bayis. And they were Zoche to this through the Miyaldos, that had the Midah of Yira, which is the Shah Likonis Leveis Hashem. Everybody can be zochet to the Bechinas Kuna Vavodas Hashem Leiros HaMelech Beicholo and the Bechinas Levi at Bechinas Moshe. If he has the proper year, especially to the Moshe L'chol Dara, we're all among Lechas Kainim B'Goy Kadosh. That's how we understand how a person's Yira can precede his Chachma. I ain't bor Yirei Chet. So the answer is, first you have the Novus HaChachma, then you get to the Yira, and then you get to the true Chachma. כל שיירה אז חטא קודמס לא חכמס או חכמס או מסקיימס, כל שאין יירה אז חטא קודמס לא חכמס או אין חכמס או מסקיימס. The nobles of Chachma are called mace, because it falls down from its madrig. When you fall from your madrig, it's called mace. And when you have Yira, then Chachmaso, mace, Chachma, which is Bechinas mace kayemis. In other words, if you have Yira as a Chachma, Yira as a chait, which precedes your Chachma, then Chachmaso, mace kayemis. The Chachma, which was mace, is now Kayim. Now it has Kiyum, now it has Kuma, now it has Chiyus. Because you proceeded with the Yira. Most of the people are B'bchinas Me'lachok Hashem Nirali. And therefore they're not B'bchinas Kol B'nei Yisrael Malachim. That's what the way Chachamim hold. Rabbi Shimon holds everybody's like that. Because that's the way he was. So he assumed everybody else was also high up like him. It's part of his Anava. Beis Yisrael, Baruch Hu, Hashem, Beis Aharon, Baruch Hu, Hashem, Beis Levi, Baruch Hu, Yirei Hashem, we don't say Bayis, because Bayis comes after the Yira. V'yid lecha Hashem, ki Bayis yaseh lecha, yuz makabo omach l'shemayim, yuz zochet to a Bayis, davar anal. The Miyados feared God, so they were zochet to batim, batei kuhuna, batei levia, so that summarizes what we learned, and amir Hashem, Hashem should give us life and health and everything good, and that we'll be zochet to continue learning these incredible shtiklach. From the Olei Naim HaKadosh, and we should be zochet to see more and more neflos. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Shalom, shalom.